You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Have a cup of coffee, sit back and relax. It's time for John and Gordy on WMDX.
It's going to be the new career, singing openers for morning shows. 92.7 WMDX. It is Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. Just after 7 o'clock in a snowy morning. Be careful if you're out on the roads. Winter weather advisory has been extended.
Yeah, absolutely. That's going to extend until 9 a.m. And obviously, slippery conditions overnight. Snow falling in Madison right now. Looks like it's coming down at a pretty good clip from what I can tell here in the studios as well through the windows and screens and all that. But we want to make sure that as you're on your morning commute, you get where you need to be safely, whether that's getting yourself to work or getting the kids to school. You know, all those big meetings sometimes we're rushing to in the morning.
If you're going into an office now in 2025, 2026, first off, if you're going into an office and they're going to give you a hard time because of weather, if you're late, bro, stay at home. You could have zoomed that in.
It just looks like a gross morning, right? Like when you look outside this morning, it just looks gross out there.
It does.
Like this is the day where you stay in the flannel jammies and you grab your hot cocoa. And you watch all of your Hallmark movies.
And sit around the radio and listen to the radio.
That's right.
It is our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest right here on 92.7 WMDX. Get your cell phone out and get ready to text in.
Ooh, this is exciting stuff. This is only two more days.
I know. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, your last chances to win with the keywords throughout the day. You've got four keywords throughout the day, 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So your first keyword this morning... Open up the Civic Media app, find 92.7 WMDX, and text in the word...
Light. L-I-G-H-T. Light is your word this morning. And remember, whoa, look at the text come in. You guys are fast. All right. So you can win $200 in cash, or you can be one of three grand prize winners as well. We're giving away that brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. And again, your word to get us before 8 a.m. is light.
Yeah, you can win $200 cash as our daily prize. You're also in to win one of those grand prizes. Snowblower sounds pretty good this morning. And you're going to appreciate the portable air conditioner unit in
July.
About 5-6 months.
In July.
That's what I keep telling myself. Five more months.
Five more months.
It's almost going to be warm.
It's fine.
The winter solstice is almost here. It's going to be the shortest daylight of the year, and then we're good.
And December 21st is the solstice, right? Yeah, and that's when Ulbricht, by the way, does that big bonfire over at the park.
They do that,
yes.
And they do the one, is it the fall one? Because we always walk down, because I live in that neighborhood, and we walk down. It's just a massive bonfire, and people dancing around the fire.
Yeah,
I feel like I should have had a gummy when I did that. It's way more fun, but
something's got to make it even more interesting.
Grab some Delta 9 or something like that.
Sing. We actually lived in that vicinity about two blocks from the park when we first moved to Madison. And we actually kind of made our way down there one day.
That's right.
We were like, what is happening down here? And it was cold. It was cold, but it was one of those nice December days where, you know, when you hit like 24 degrees, you're like, woo, heat wave. And so, you know, everybody was out there and families were having a great time and it was just a blast. And we didn't stay for very long, but we wanted to check it out. And it was massively cool.
Another Madison fun holiday event.
That's right. When ride your bike down there.
Ride your bike.
Scooter. It's fine.
Put on a t-shirt.
Well, yeah, 24.
Run around the fire.
24 in Wisconsin is like shorts and t-shirt weather. My goodness.
Phone lines are open this morning if you feel like calling us. We'd love to hear from you. 608-879-8255. We got a lot coming up. We're going to be talking at 7:30. Matt, is it Trammell?
Trammell.
Right. Matt Trammell is the executive director of Madison Central Business Improvement District. Going to be talking a little bit about small businesses, the holiday season. This is a great place, as Jamie mentioned earlier, to just really soak in the holidays. And with that being said, prices,
it's pricey this year.
Vacations, how much money you're spending, We see the statistics. We see the layoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Record layoffs since the pandemic.
And since tariffs. And let's be real. I mean, tariffs have been not good for our job market as of late. Here's what I find fascinating this year, though. We're an artificial tree family only because I have allergies. Like, I can't do real trees. If you want me to be absolutely even more miserable for the entire period of the holiday season, put a real tree in my living room. It's awful. Artificial trees this year are actually more expensive than real trees. Because of tariffs and because of the economy that we currently live in. In fact, this year, there is a 10 to 20% increase in buying an artificial tree, mostly because a lot of our holiday goods are manufactured in China.
China. So they have to take it all the way from China to here. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Did you know, though?
Who would have thought tariffs would impact something so simple?
As a holiday Christmas tree, right? Wisconsin is actually a top five U.S. producer of real Christmas trees. I dug deep into this research, by the way. And those trees, obviously, the real ones, are not being affected by the tariffs. And so this year, real Christmas trees are the new hot thing that people want because of the price.
I have always had a artificial Christmas tree because I don't like cleaning up the
pine needles. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I'm a neat freak.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But maybe now I might just want to support local business because why not?
Right.
Get a real tree in there for once. And I think this is the bigger picture here too is we spend these money on trees. So my friend Steph, we're out over the weekend and she spent her tree was like $90.
Okay. Artificial or real?
It's a real tree.
Okay.
So she got it in Middleton. But, like, I'm thinking about how these costs add up, right? Because we're doing holiday shopping right now. We're buying our trees. You're buying presents. Mm-hmm. You've got kids. You've got, you know, these costs add up. And we're always looking for ways to save money, especially in this economy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to change your habits for the holiday break? Are you not going to be taking the road trip? Are you going to continue with your plans to take a Christmas vacation? Like, what does that look like for you?
For us this year, there's a lot of things at play. As I mentioned earlier this morning, if you were listening, we over the last few years since the pandemic, when we were able to lift some of those restrictions, we've actually traveled. And that was mostly because I felt like I was really wasting money on buying gifts for people who didn't really need them, specifically my kids. So we were like, let's do experiences instead. So we've been to some pretty cool places over the holidays. This year, just because of location and things happening in life, we are going to stay put at home. But we're also not doing any gifts because as we were talking during the break, we actually took the kiddo over to the Vintage Fest over at the Alliant this weekend. He was able to pick up a whole bunch of vintage clothing, and our other kiddo has a girlfriend coming into town from Ohio, and he's like, Mom, I really just need some money to do some stuff with her. So that's their Christmas. That's all they want.
What are you saving money on this holiday season? 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. You can also text us through our free Civic Media app. Open that app up. Find 92.7 WMDX. So,
what about you guys? How are you saving money?
We are the kind of couple that like to always have something to look forward to, like something on the books, right? And we don't have kids.
Right.
So I always like to get away a little bit because this job is a little stressful. Like I oversee all of our all of our radio stations and I love being on the air, but I need to get away. I need that escape because of like the emails and the texts and all that. So I think what we're saving money on is like we're not necessarily buying a lot of physical items.
Yeah.
And instead I'd rather put together like pictures for like my mom, my parents are getting older, so I want to provide them with experiences, even if it's something as simple as leveraging connections where I could get like bring them down to Madison and get a discounted hotel room and then buy some like Badgers basketball tickets, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think that is where we're saving on.
Yep. And that makes total sense. You know, Corey and I were just talking about my mom the other day, and my mom has congestive heart failure, living on a fixed income. And I said to him, I said, what could I possibly get her this year? And I think we're going to end up spending money on getting her something very practical. And it sounds ridiculous, but probably a gift card for her to not have to worry about groceries for a few trips. Right. I mean, she's in her early 70s and that just makes total sense. Do we have a caller?
Yeah.
We do.
Dick in Madison. Okay. What are you saving money on this holiday season? Good morning.
I thought I was saving money or we were. Okay, there's this program. We bought a new convection oven about a month ago, and we had to get it in real quick, and then we were supposed to get a rebate. Now, I'm going to blame this on Trump, and I'll tell you why. We got an email 10 days ago, said checks in the mail. Received no check. We're supposed to get a rebate of about $650. We've gotten zero. And now, after, how does it go from the checks in the mail to it's being reviewed? This was a program they were supposed to be trying to get you to buy these types of appliances.
Wow. Was it a government? Was it a government program?
Yes. Yes. The check was supposedly in the mail. Now we get another email. It's being reviewed. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, thank you so much for the call this morning, Dick. We appreciate it. This isn't the first time I've heard these stories.
That's always wild. You got to be, I think it's one of those things where it's like, you always have to be on top of it because nobody's going to do it for you. So, Dick, I hope you get that.
Right?
I hope you get that money, but just stay on them.
Yeah.
Document, 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 and hold those accountable for making sure that you get paid.
Yeah, and I'm actually very excited as we talk about this. And by the way, a convection oven. Nice.
Yeah, I want that.
Right, exactly.
I want that.
But I'm excited that Matt from BID is going to be in later this morning because it's not just the artificial Christmas trees that we're seeing the price increase in this year. It's actually a lot of goods that people spend their money on during the holiday season. Electronics, on average, are up $186. Again, where do we import most of our electronics from? Happens to be China. Clothes and accessories, another big one this year, up about $82. I mean, we're talking sporting goods and leisures up about $30. So really, if you do have a long list, you're probably going to spend more this year than you've spent in years past.
Dom, I know we're short on time. What are you saving money on this holiday season?
I would probably say my presence for other people as well. You know, I've always been the type of guy to say, oh, you know, $400 on, you know, just getting the biggest item ever. But I want to be more creative this year. You know, a collage book. I'm getting a collage book for my girlfriend. Don't tell her I said
hopefully
that.
Hopefully she's not listening.
Yeah, hopefully she isn't. But, so it's stuff like that, you know, like $12 Walmart photos, but it still means something to me.
Shop local. That's what we're going to talk about.
If clothing and accessories are up $82, I'm going to Temu. Everything you see me in is going to just be one use only, and then that's it.
Temu's good. I get my beanies from there all the time. It's really good. And TikTok shop, so, you know.
By the way, where's your beanie this morning?
Yeah, where is it?
I listen better without the beanie, but here it is. Here it is, guys.
It's like, why aren't you wearing that, man?
This is like perfect beanie weather, too.
I know. I don't know. I just like playing with my hair sometimes. It feels nice.
I thought maybe the guy in an apartment building had to borrow it
Rico
this morning.
Rico Suave over there. 608-879-8255. What are you saving money on this holiday season? Prices are up. Tariffs ruining how much we can spend. You can also text us through the free Civic Media app. Open it up. Find 92.7 WMDX. It is the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie and producer Dom. Good morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Some getting darker outside.
You know how I save money?
How is that?
An AARP membership? You guys, I'm not messing with you.
You're nowhere close.
You don't have to be a retiree or close to retirement to have an AARP membership. I heard that spot, that PSA before we got into back into the show. You guys, hands down, I have saved hundreds of dollars by flashing that card.
Really?
Yeah, the digital card. It's like $8.
Really?
But you can get discounts. It's affordable, I'm telling
you. How did I not know this?
I'm an old soul, man. I'll talk after the show. All right. I'm going to get Dom, who's 23.
I had no idea. I'm 22.
You're 22.
I'm getting you an AARP card after the show.
Please, you know, if it's cost efficient,
That's like a badge of honor, right? Like, I don't know. Here's my thing. I don't mind getting older, but I always find it interesting when people hit that birthday and then the AARP membership comes in the mail, and I'm like, why are you so excited about this?
That's awesome. You got to look at the benefits. 92.7 WMDX. Good morning. It is the John and Gordy Show. My name is Aaron. We've got Jamie.
Hello.
Got producer Dom. Your chance to win in our grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest with WMDX. You got a chance to win $200 cash right away this morning in one of those items from our grown-up gift list. Jamie, what is that keyword again?
Light. L-I-G-H-T. You have until 8 o'clock to text us that word through the app. You only have a couple more days to qualify for the 200. Oh, I love that. You only have a couple more days to qualify for the $200 in cash that we give away on a daily basis, or for those three grand prizes, which include the brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or the portable air conditioner, which, by the way, will be very, very nice in a few months.
It'll be
not
so
today.
Nice. I have one. It is so nice. So good. Because I like my bedroom to be really cold.
Oh, you're one of those.
Even in the winter, fans are on.
One of those. Oh, my goodness. I'm the complete opposite. I have to be as toasty, roasty, and snuggly warm as absolutely possible. So let me explain to you very quickly how this goes down every night. I have a down comforter that is on top of my blanket and my sheet. And then on top of that down comforter comes a flannel blanket, just in case I'm not warm enough with the down comforter. And I pretty much sleep like that all year round.
That's some serious prep. Do you ever wake up sweating?
No. No,
never.
I'm always, like, I am freezing all night long. Always. Feet are cold. Hands are cold. I have the blankets pulled up as far over my head as absolutely possible because I am freezing.
I know my parents love onesies. They always sleep in onesies. So I mean,
adult onesies.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
I got them for Christmas last year.
Man, you're on the Christmas roll.
Look at you.
Onesies, right?
Come on, Dom.
Making the rest of us look bad.
Yeah. Speaking of presents and gifts, we've been talking in this last segment about holiday prices. Things are more expensive due to tariffs, imported products. We talked about Christmas trees, even your fake Christmas tree.
Right.
Is more expensive because of where it comes from. It comes from China, comes here. Gas prices are the only thing that's down right now. Everything else costs way more. Thank you for that text through the Civic Media app. I think the one thing that doesn't seem to be more expensive are the costs of flights.
Yeah, which, like, you would think would be.
Right, but like you can still get cheap flights.
Yeah.
Everywhere. People say everything is so expensive. Like, all you have to do is plan ahead.
Yeah. It's when you try to do those last minute trips that you're going to spend a lot of money. You actually have to, and we're not very good at that. We actually have to think ahead a little bit, right? When we're planning those big trips. Otherwise, you are going to pay more.
It is hard with a family, and I get that. But if you're, look around, like, there are so many places. I mean, even here in Madison, you've got airlines like Sun Country and Frontier that fly at rock bottom prices places. And if you're flexible, I think that's the thing with travel, right? You've got to be flexible.
Yeah.
Things are going to happen.
Of course.
But you can get things for cheap that way. But that's pretty much one of the only things, in my opinion.
Now, here's the thing too. When it comes to all of these holiday prices, I mean, and let's be realistic, the holidays can be stressful enough without having to worry about prices. Contrary to what you might have heard, consumers are actually absorbing about 70% of these new tariffs and retailers are covering about 30%. So I'm actually very excited for our next guest who will be joining us in just a few minutes because I want to talk about how this is affecting these small businesses. I love shopping small. It's one of my favorite things to do. You find really cool, unique items, whether for yourself, family, friends, whatever. I love to shop small. But obviously, when we're talking about these types of price hikes, it's got to be difficult.
And there are so many businesses right here on State Street, right underneath the radio station, that have so many cute things. We're going to be talking about small businesses. I think that's the play here.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about high prices. You can spend whatever you want in these big box stores, these chain stores, or you can reinvest that money right here in our community.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the businesses, some of the businesses here in Madison that could really use your support. We're going to talk about what's going on here in downtown Madison.
Yeah, there's a lot.
We're going to talk about the effects of the storm on Small Business Saturday because there was a big snowstorm.
I was so bummed I couldn't do any shopping that day. It's one of my favorite days of the year to shop. I do like a tour. Like I hit some of my favorite towns. We'll do everything from like downtown Madison to New Glarus. We'll go over to Baraboo and hit all of their small towns. Like I have a tour that I do of small businesses on Small Business Saturday. And then, of course, weather. I mean, hello. It was worse then than it is right now. It was very disappointing.
I know, right? I know.
I'm still not over it.
We will talk with Matt Tramiel, right?
Yes.
From the Madison's Central Business Improvement District, the BID. He's the executive director, talking about small businesses, how you can support them.
Yes.
Perfect time to go do some local shopping these next couple of days, these next couple of weeks. We'll talk about small businesses. We'll continue to read your text through the free Civic Media app. And if you want to give us a buzz, we'd love to chat with you this morning. 608-879-8255.
And remember, grown-up gift list, multi-state text win contest, light, L-I-G-H-T, before 8 o'clock using your app.
Stay with us. It is the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy, 92.7 WMDX.
Capital City. It's the kind of place that makes a bum feel like a king. And it makes a king feel like some nutty cuckoo super king.
Look, it's Tony Bennett.
Hey, good to see you.
It's against the law to frown.
92.7 WMDX. It is the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie. And producer Dom, Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. Jamie, good morning. Dom, good morning.
Good morning.
Really happy to be here on a snowy morning. Winter weather advisory in effect till 9 a.m. Things have been extended. It could be a little slick if you're out on the roads right now. You probably experienced that. Take your time. Drive slow. We don't want anyone going into our city workers who are working hard to plow our streets.
No,
and
they're doing
roads.
An amazing job. Let's be honest. I mean, this has been kind of a week of not great weather, and they're doing an amazing job. So we appreciate everything you're doing. It's also the Grown Up Gift List Multi-State Text Win Contest. What do we have here? About 24 minutes or so? Did I do my math right this morning? All right. Not a math person, but I got it on the fly. The word to text in this hour is light, L-I-G-H-T. You have to use your Civic Media app. Oh, I love that. You can download that for free. You only have a couple more days to qualify, right? I mean, Friday's it.
Seven chances today, seven tomorrow, and then seven on Friday. So text that in right now. The keyword is light. In the studio this morning,
so excited.
We are so excited and welcoming Matt Tramiel. Said that right?
Yeah, that's right. Great.
Finally. Took me eight times.
That's pretty good.
We've been working on it all morning.
I'm impressed.
40 ounces of caffeine
and
eight
down.
Different tries. Our camera went down. But
camera
Matt,
went down.
Matt is the executive director of Madison's Central Business Improvement District, or you refer to these as BID.
Correct.
People know them as BID. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
So talk to us about what the BID works to do.
Yeah, so the BID, the Business Improvement District, is really right here in the heart of downtown. So we represent roughly 350 businesses that are found on King Street, the Capitol Square, and State Street, all the way from the Capitol down to Library Mall.
And so this isn't unique to Madison, right? Cities across, municipalities across the United States have a Business Improvement District.
That's right. Yeah, there's BIDs all across the country. Our BID in particular was created by state law in 1999, so we've been around for roughly 25-plus years. So it's a structure that's designed to really support and help grow the small business community and really provide a vibrant kind of welcoming space so that people are down here enjoying everything that downtown has to offer. And of course, frequenting our amazing local small businesses.
How many businesses are in the BID here in Madison?
So roughly 350. Yep.
That's a fee.
Largely independent. The vast majority of it independent. About 80% of the businesses down here in the bid are small, what we call essentially mom and pop. Yeah. Single store operators.
Because I think that's what people have to understand is that when it comes to those 350 businesses and the businesses down in downtown Madison, you do have those mom and pop, but then you have a mix of larger businesses as well.
Yeah.
And so BID primarily works with the mom and pops, correct?
Yeah, really with respect to like the larger national chains, those are the majority of those are down closer to the university on the on the 500, 600 block of State Street. And really, they are feeding the needs of the students, really mostly restaurants.
Is that intentional? It's all where the available leases are, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's totally market economics and dynamics. And the kids need to eat. There's also a Target that's down there.
Yep.
And despite we think about Target maybe nationally, that's essentially a grocery store. They're basically 54% grocery down at that Target.
Yeah. I've had to be in there a few times.
Same.
Yeah. You find a lot of really great choices and perfect for the university, right? I mean, it really, truly is.
Yeah. The majority of the customers in there are students.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what happened over Small Business Saturday? Because we had a significant snow event that came through Dane County in South Central Wisconsin. How did that impact small businesses?
I've talked to a few of them recently. Actually, so Black Friday was really, really strong the day after Thanksgiving. And there was a weather event, certainly on Saturday. And many of them said that it basically just pushed everybody to Sunday. So there was still good activity on Saturday, maybe not what they would expect on a normal small business Saturday, but essentially it kind of just pushed everything out to Sunday. And then I've talked to a lot of retailers, particularly over here at Fontana Sports. You know, there with the snow came new demands for things that people needed, of course, cold weather gear and things like that. So by and large, it ended up being a very successful weekend. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
No, I've had the privilege of serving on bid boards and in much smaller communities than Madison. But the work that you guys do is really important. And it's not only promoting those small businesses, but it's, you know, we were talking a little off the air. It's everything from trying to figure out the proper internet so these businesses can run.
Yeah.
And that's an actually really big deal, especially when we work in an environment now that is so tethered to online. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk a little bit about how we can support some of these small businesses. I mean, obviously, we want to shop our small businesses during the holiday season. Earlier this morning, we were talking about how tariffs have obviously affected a lot of shops. What are you hearing from the shops in downtown Madison about the economic ramifications that we're seeing right now?
Yeah, I think inflation in general has been a challenge really over the past couple of years. I think some of that has been really absorbed and they're doing better with that. With respect to the tariffs, a lot of the product that you see out now was essentially purchased much earlier in the year. So some retailers have said that they were prepared for this so that they didn't have to pass all of those costs on to consumers. However, you know, if they would continue and as you get through this holiday season, as you look into next year, if those tariffs are to continue, that may pose more of a challenge with respect to the cost that they're paying to bring those items in.
Even more reason to shop small.
Right. I know, right?
But also a lot of that is one thing to note too, that many of the local businesses here are sourcing products from the local community, local artists, local crafters and makers. And so, you know, by and large, those are essentially exempt. That is a community product made in the community and sold in the community. So that's one thing. They also, of course, do bring in products from across the world, and that's where the bigger challenge might be.
My time in Madison goes back to 2010, and there's always been the conversation. I'm sure you've heard it millions and millions of times, is businesses come and go on State Street, and there's space available. I've been the last couple of months, especially with the implementation of the night market.
Yes, that's the BID produces that.
Yeah, you guys are doing such a good job of that. It is absolutely packed.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen our neighbors do events similarly in other cities. We should be so proud of what we're doing with that. And everything looks busy down here.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the statistic that we're up almost 3% just with people visiting downtown Madison year over year.
Yeah.
But, like, business is alive and well downtown in this Business Improvement District?
Well, we've had a lot of new businesses come in, and you're right, there is churn at times. And of course, after the pandemic, there are some challenges with some vacancy. However, businesses have come back strong. Over the past 2 years, roughly 45 new businesses have opened in the bid.
That's incredible.
Our vacancy rate really is only around 9% now. And so I think what the biggest, best attribute that we have down here is that everything happens down here. So you have live entertainment. You have the amazing world-class cultural institutions. You have restaurants. You have drinking establishments. You obviously have amazing small retailers. And so, you know, while you can go out to other parts of Madison, and of course, there's a need for that, right? If you need to go to Menards or whatever the thing that you need to do, you can do that. However, when you come down here, you can do all of those things. And you can do it for 2, 3, 4 hours at a time. You can go see a show, grab a bite to eat, do some shopping, feel good about how you're spending your dollars locally in the community. And that's what's really unique about the heart of downtown Madison.
I mean, there's really nothing better than coming down here, just what you said, right? And spending an entire evening. You start out earlier in the day if you can, do a little shopping at some of your favorite places, grab something to eat because there's multitude of places to get some really amazing food. And then you check out a show at either the Comedy Club, the Overture, the Orpheum.
Sure.
Or, I mean, keep going. The list goes on, right?
We have so many great restaurants in this area. I mean, just immerse yourself. If you're new here or you don't spend a lot of time downtown or on the State Street area, like, get down here, try a couple different places, maybe you graze a little bit at one to another, and then go to a show. Like, everything is accessible with the B-Cycles nearby, too. You can go anywhere. Matt, are you able to tell us maybe some other things that are coming up in this next year in our area? Could you give us a preview or something that maybe we don't know that we can get excited about that's coming to this part of the city?
Tell us when it's going to be nice, not like today.
You know, I'm holding out hope for March, but, you know, that's a different story. Well, the other thing I would say about, you know, you were talking about the traffic that you see down here, the foot traffic. The other thing that's happening is our visitor growth. It's really, really growing. If you talk to our friends over at Destination Madison, and they do an amazing job of bringing people from out of town into town. That's, you know, Madison is obviously on the map. People are coming here to spend time here. All of the great events that we have throughout the year, those are going to continue. There's probably no other place in Madison that has more events than we do right here in downtown Madison. And so one thing that is new and exciting, and this is actually going to be happening this weekend, so it doesn't go out as far as you're talking about, but that's a Santa on State. And so this is a really fun opportunity to bring your friends down, bring your family down, take pictures with Santa Claus in the workshop. It's at 127 State Street. If you know the area, it's right next door to the Wisconsin Cheese Mart. And we will be down there this Saturday from 2:30 to 5 p.m. And then we have one more date, an encore date, Sunday at from 3 to 6 p.m. So it's a great photo opportunity. Then you can go shopping, spend some time down here, eat, drink, all of the things.
Is Santa a cheese fan, though?
Of course
he's next
he is.
To the Cheese Mart.
Course,
he has to be a fan.
Yeah, last time I checked, he was sitting there with a big block of cheddar sitting right
there
next to him.
There we go. Yeah, that's right. With his cheese head on. It's all good. It's all good.
Of course. This just adds to what we've been talking about all morning and just all the different things that you're able to do, whether it's going to the Capitol and checking out the tree and then seeing Santa. What else?
We'll have carolers down here. You'll see carolers kind of roaming around, starting at Peace Park, but then really roaming around downtown Saturday and Sunday.
What else should our listeners know about just being down here for the holidays this time of the year?
I mean, it really is a great time. You know, one thing is interesting. I've been looking at some of our photography over the past 2 or 3 years so that we use that to promote everything that we're doing this year. And what I realized is we did not have a lot of images of snow on the ground in December. And so I know that it can be challenging at times. Our city crew does an amazing job of keeping the sidewalks and streets clear down here. It's very holiday down here right now.
Yes.
So I think that's the big thing. If you're really looking for a fun experience, really a way to kind of absorb the holidays and be part of it all, come down here this weekend, next weekend. You have time left. Come during the week. It looks amazing down here. So enjoy the snow. Get out in it and go shopping and spend your money locally. Yep.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Shop local. That is what the moral of the story is today. That is Matt Trammell. He is the executive director of Madison Central Business Improvement District, or BID. You can check out Santa this weekend, and also make sure you check out all of those local restaurants and shops and do some holiday shopping.
Yeah. Shop local. The money that you spend here locally stays in this community for the most part. Matt, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It is the John and Gordy Show. Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. Hope you're off to a great morning wherever you are right now. Drive safely. Winter weather advisory in effect until 9 a.m. More to come in moments right here on 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I am traveling up the east to the land of the under 21 bars. I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
You know what they need to mention in that song is the Marsh Cheese Castle, because that is Cheeseland to a T.
Yes, yes.
92.7 WMDX, it is the John and Gordy Show. It's Aaron and Jamie in for John and Gordy. They're holding down the fort, John and Gordy, at 2 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network and here on WMDX. Producer Dom, always a pleasure. Pleasure, can't speak, having you here, helping guide us along.
Oh, man, I'm trying. You guys are doing the majority of the work, or I'm just here in the background. I just like to
don't
listen.
Don't be so
like
modest. Listen, this would be a train wreck if you weren't there.
Well, I appreciate that.
He's giving us time cues. Like, he's doing the thing.
So. Yeah, I'm like flipping through this stuff. Matt Trammell, the executive director of the Madison Central Business Improvement District, just was our guest just a few moments ago. Really great to have him on, talking about what's happening right down here in the heart of the city, off State Street. And he mentioned that we need to tell you about shineonmadison.com.
Yeah.
That's something you need to check out.
Yeah, and I've actually been to the site, and that is a fantastic site for all of the holiday festivities happening in downtown Madison. Check that out. There's a full calendar of things that are coming up over the weekends, what carolers will be roaming the streets, when Santa will be over at the Cheese Mart, or next to the Cheese Mart, I should say. So it's a full list. You can check out photos of the light display that's down here as well, and then, you know, give you a little inspiration to get over there yourself.
ShineOnMadison.com. I'm looking, and on Sunday, you guys, guess what?
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 It's a cookie walk.
Ooh! I was just going to say that. I have it up here too. I'm so excited.
Cookie decorating, samples, businesses are going to offer a sale or an item. You want to get to my heart?
Cookies.
You give me cookies. You put me on a cookie walk.
What's your go-to cookie? Do you have a favorite cookie?
A freshly baked chocolate chip cookie.
Okay.
That's the OG.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to embarrass my poor husband. He hates chocolate chip cookies. He doesn't.
What's wrong with him?
It's un-American. You can't not like chocolate chip cookies. So here's the thing. Let me put this in context. He likes a freshly baked chocolate chip cookie when the chocolate chips are still ooey and gooey. Right? Hello.
Yeah.
It's when they cool down and then you just have chocolate chunks in the middle. He doesn't like that.
Dom, you're too young to remember this, but there was an airline called Midwest Express.
Oh, I remember Midwest Express.
Mm-hmm. They were based out of Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and they flew to, I think, Omaha too, but like they flew regionally, and everybody got a freshly baked chocolate chip cookie.
Yes.
On every flight.
Yes.
They got to bring that back.
Huh? Right?
Where did that go?
Sure beats the Delta Biscoffs.
They went, yeah. Sure beats the mixed nuts I get when I fly. Yeah,
There's two nuts. That you get.
You get one nut, and if you're lucky, you get a second one. I wonder if anybody ever asked for extra cookies. Like, hey, can you bake me another one?
Oh, of course. You're on a flight. Can you imagine what that plane smelled like?
For your safety, we cannot bake you another cookie.
Oh, I like now all I can envision is what, oh, now I just want to be in a room with freshly baked chocolate chip cookies this morning.
They need a candle. They need to come out. Somebody should come out with a candle locally. Maybe that Door County Candle Company, because they do a lot of stuff for Ukraine and whatnot. But maybe they can do a Midwest Express vintage chocolate chip cookie candle.
That would be fantastic. It smells so good. That would be fantastic. What's your go-to cookie?
My go-to cookie is snickerdoodle cookies.
Ooh, snickerdoodles.
I love those.
That's good.
I love those.
I will be honest. There's a reason I had to lose 175 pounds at one point in time, because there's not a cookie. Like, this is a true story. I did. All by diet exercise. But there is not a cookie that I have not ever enjoyed. And this is why I had to lose the 170.
That's why they do those, like, those cookie exchanges. Right? When isn't that a thing when you come over to people's homes over the holidays and you bring cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Do you love a good decorated sugar cookie?
I miss my grandparents.
Gosh, that was silence.
My grandma used to make cookies over the holidays. Rest in peace. I miss them so much. And then the lemon bars, and they decorate them. She was so proud of making those cookies and having us eat them. She'd be like, honey, don't you want, one more? It's like, I've had like eight of them.
Right, right. My mom, when I was growing up, went all out. I mean, like, we would have huge family get-togethers at our house, and she would start baking weeks in advance. Words on a Wednesday morning hard. She would start baking weeks in advance, and she made the homemade caramels, and she would wrap each of them individually. She'd make all of the Jell-O finger candies, and she, like, all, like, our house, our freezer was full for weeks until the holidays, and you could not touch it. Could not touch it.
Maybe we'll all have to get together before, if we're ever invited to fill in on this show again, and do a little cooking session for everybody.
Ooh, that would be good.
Dom, you got an oven in that apartment?
I do. And to your point, I love making the sugar cookies, but I'll be honest, I don't like eating them. I'm not a big fan of sugar cookies.
I don't like all the frosting.
It's too much. Yes.
Yeah. Yep. There's some of them that have too much frosting, but it's got to be a right cookie to frosting mix. Kind of like when Reese's Peanut Butter Cups try to do the funky shapes for the holidays, and then they come out looking like anatomically incorrect items. But the chocolate to the peanut butter ratio is off. We love a good peanut butter cup because the ratio is correct. That's how I feel about a sugar cookie. Sometimes the ratio gets off.
Sweets. That's what I'm doing when I get off the air here. You know what? I'm going to shop local.
Yes.
I'm going to get a coffee. I'm going to get some sweets.
That's right.
Get ready for me, State
That's
Street.
Right.
I'm
That's
coming.
Right.
I'm here for you.
And we do have to mention, we're running out of time quickly, but you have about 2 minutes to get us the word of the hour in the grown-up gift list multi-state text to win contest. Use your Civic Media app. Light is the word to text before 8 a.m. LIGHT.
Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. Drive safely if you're headed into the office or wherever you're headed. Winter weather advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Thanks to our guest, Matt Trammell, the executive director of Madison Central Business Improvement District. Thank you for your calls. Thank you for your texts. Dom, thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem, guys. No problem.
Happy holidays, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know when we're going to be back.
I don't know either.
Jamie, thank you as well for being here this morning.
Of course.
John and Gordy up at 2 o'clock. Stay with us for Stephanie Miller. Moments away, right here. It is the John and Gordy Show
on WMDX 92.7.
Have a great day.
Gordy in the morning. As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.